So I'm here to talk about pet peeves. If you're not from North America, a pet peeve is that annoying thing that just bugs the hell out of you, and if you could, you'd change it. So the pet peeve I hear most often from participants here is, if Microsoft is so committed to interoperability, why are our open specifications so hard to use? Now, this sounds like excuses. It is, but they're valid. We have over 900 documents, which represents 50,000 pages of information. These have been created over the last 10 years, and we've made a commitment to make them accurate, thorough, and at the same time consistent in format, which means it's hard for us over time to change things without impacting this group. If I went and made a change to all documents, over time it would affect you. Yet if we tried to make incremental changes to documents, then we wouldn't be consistent. So what Michael and I are here to talk about is what we're doing to try to correct those problems. We've heard you say that generally the documents are useful, that they're complete, they can be implemented, the protocols can be implemented. We have a great support organization that supports you for free. We have interoperability labs like what went on last week. We have the PlugFest. But the significant thing is our documents are hard to find. And we update them very often, often with little changes, minor changes to keep them up to date. So implementers like yourselves typically use a version that's previous to the most currently released version. And you want to know what's changed between versions, and it's hard to tell. You'd like to be notified when there are changes. You'd like to have maybe a text version that you can create a differences analysis between two different, any two versions you might have. And one of the significant things is we actually publish two different versions of our documents. We publish a PDF. It's basically a print format because specifications are pretty much a printed document. And then we publish an HTML version to the web so you can make links. But what we hear is you typically work out of the PDF, but you value the HTML version so you can share the links. If any of you have ever tried to take what's essentially a desktop publishing document and convert it to HTML, you know some of the challenges to make sure they're actually the same, they look the same. So last year, we instituted something called errata against the Windows protocols. We explained that in order to cut down on publishing all the documents three times a year, now we're specifically sharing changes to individual documents, and we publish these every 2 weeks, and typically 3 to 6 protocols will be have some significant bug in them. We call them TDI, technical document issue, and those changes could affect implementation. So now immediately, within a few weeks of when we've corrected the document, you have an indication of what's changed. Michael, I'll show you an example here.
So this is just the example using Active Directory Federated Services and Proxy Integration Protocol. And so it just has the list of changes that have been recently made to the document. These changes have been made before the document's actually been published. And then once the next publishing happens, these changes get rolled into the document, and the errata is wiped clean.
I want to hear feedback. The feedback I've heard so far is this has been very successful for those documents we're publishing, SQL, the data platform documents, the Windows Server, Windows Client documents. We've gotten good feedback that says it's useful. But I don't really know how many of you are using it and whether it's consistent. So we want feedback about how we've been publishing the errata. The next thing we've done to try to address some of those questions and comments we're hearing is highlighting the differences. The change tracking in our documents that was created many years ago is not very effective at telling you exactly what's changed in the protocol. Release notes will tell you in general. But so for the Windows 10 client and server previews, we've issued now three public previews of the code. Along with this, we publish updated protocol documents that are also preview documents to tell you what's changed. We've experimented by highlighting with change tracking, additions, deletions, what's modified in that's relevant to that public beta. Again, we want feedback. We don't have a commitment yet to provide the same kind of change tracking in the formal documents, but we want to do it if this is successful. An example?
So this is just showing that anything that's in red has been updated. The main update with this document is support for Windows vNext.
You'll find this on the preview page, that the official documents for the public previews for Windows. But what we're here to talk about is how we're addressing the rest of the comments. So we've created a prototype, which we're calling the landing pages for the open specifications. And each of these landing pages will be specific to an open specification, a protocol or protocol documents. And what we want to do is share everything related to that protocol on a single landing page. Then we can give you notifications via RSS feed, for instance, that something's changed that you're interested in. I know none of you in this room work in all 900 open specifications. Some of you only work in Office, some only in Windows, some only are concerned with networking, etc. You probably only have a half a dozen or a dozen protocols that you even care about. By doing a landing page, you have a location for those. We can give you a notification. We can also do some extra things. Now, we've experimented trying to create a text document that you can diff. To do a text document of the type of format we have is very challenging. So we're going to provide a DocX, which is a Microsoft Word format that you can use OpenOffice, Microsoft Word, or other tools to take any two versions of the document and compare it. We'll also put other things such as archived versions of the documents. That's something else we've heard you say, is you'd like to have self-service access to the older versions of the documents. Michael will go through the landing page and explain what we're doing for the prototype.
Sure. So thank you, Jim. So this is the prototype. It's nothing fancy. It's actually very simple. It's just a way that we're trying to understand how to recategorize the information that's currently on MSDN and will be on MSDN for the foreseeable future in a new way that's easier for you. So if you're familiar with Exchange, right now on the left-hand navigation side, you can see that we've broken up Exchange into multiple technology areas, different categories. We've heard from you guys that just being able to download a zip of everything isn't helpful, and being able to actually have sub-collections or subsets of documents that you can download at once is helpful. So if we open up one subset of ActiveSync, you'll see only the documents that pertain to ActiveSync and information about that family of protocols. You're then presented with what we're calling the landing page. And as Jim mentioned, the real goal behind this is to link all the available resources for a given protocol in one place. So each protocol has tools associated with it. It has event coverage like this, where we could be talking about a given protocol. And also it has informative information like support forums, different types of documentation like blog posts or articles, technical articles, etc. And so what you're presented with here are three different categories of the same doc. Oops. You've got the preview version, which we spoke about. It's the pre-released version of a given protocol document. And we're providing both the Word and PDF versions of that. You've got the currently published version, which is essentially the latest version of that document. And then you have previous versions of that document. In this example, we're only showing one preview version, previous version. But in theory, we'd have probably like the last 2 years displayed. And the reason why we're doing that is because we want to make sure that we give you the tools that you need to do diffs on your own. A lot of times we've heard that you, let's say, have been working on a version of your product 2 years ago, and your product is tied to a certain version of that document. Well, multiple releases has happened since then, and so you want to understand what's changed since you last worked on it and what's currently out there. So we're thinking by providing you with the past 2 years of documents, you can create that diff yourself and understand what those changes are. So this is an area we want feedback on. It's pretty much everything we want feedback on, but this area in particular is to understand, one, is this the right format? Are we providing the right set of formats of documentation? Are we doing the different versions in the way that you would expect? And then what else is missing? So to walk through a little bit more, you can see that we've added notifications. If you're familiar with the existing MSDN site, you know you got to jump around. So if you go to this protocol today on MSDN, and there's a preview available, you have to go to a completely different place on MSDN to get that preview. So we're really trying to link everything together. Likewise with the tools, as I mentioned before, just kind of have one place where you can go to get all this content. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
So I want to emphasize what Michael just said. This is a prototype. We want to discover how best to use the protocol documentation and what you would like in addition to what we've been publishing. This is not the official site. We've not put all protocols on this site. We've put what we feel are many of the most popular open specifications on the site. If you want the documentation and record, go where you normally do. We're going to mess around with these pages. There may be some of the open specs that are listed that have an example of something new that's been suggested by you. We'll communicate that back to you so you can go and take a look. We have some ideas of what might be useful. Perhaps listing all the message analyzer parsers there. Perhaps putting test cases that are associated with that particular protocol on the page. Diff documents. We talked about how you can make your own diff document. But every time we release a new protocol or a new version of the protocol, we've considered the possibility of adding a annotated document along with it that just tells you what's changed between that and the last official version. Maybe have a section there for user contributed information, samples, and other informative information. We have heard from some of you that you would like to submit samples. We could host those if that's something that's important to this group. And then farther in the future, I'd like to get to open authoring. Now, we wouldn't be able to do it with the current structure of the documents, but perhaps we break the normative and the informative sections apart and over time change the examples and other informative information to markdown and then allow full contribution by the org. These are just some of the things we've thought of. The important thing is we want participation by this group and feedback. So in order to do that, we've created this the page that Michael just showed you. The link is on the top, and a shortened version of that link is over in parentheses. You can give us feedback at any time, sending to the distribution list, LPFBAC, standing for feedback, at Microsoft.com. We'll communicate to you through a blog. We figure that's the simplest thing. So as we experiment with something, we may put on the blog that this week MS.MDE now shows an example of the difference documents or whatever it might be. So continue to check the blog, and as you give us feedback, we'll try some things. We'll apply it only to specific open specifications. That's why we want to point you to different things to experience different examples. And then finally, there's a survey out there at aka.ms/LP survey, landing page survey. We'd like you all to take that and tell us what you think about this. There are a number of questions asking you to rank features, etc. And we'll probably change this survey up every once in a while and tell you on the blog that there's a new survey if you'd like to participate. And then the very last thing is we've created a focus group that throughout the PlugFest in room 1423. Feel free to stop by and go through it. We've got people in there that'll help you, guide you through what we're doing, and write down every single suggestion you have. Anything else, Michael?
No, I think that covers it.
So I think we're back on track now. Open it up to questions. Thank you.
Thank you.